North Korea's army has been swearing oaths of loyalty to leader Kim Jong-un after he was given the new title of Marshal of the Nation, cementing his position. This comes just days after the army chief was dismissed for illness. Analysts suspect these announcements are masking much far deeper changes. But as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, there's disagreement about what it means exactly.
This was the prelude to a special announcement in a week of shock announcements.
조선인민군 최고 사령관 김정은 동지께 조선민주주의인민공화국 원수 칭호를 수여할 것을 결정한다.
The 20-something leader Kim Jong-un was named Marshal of the Nation, increasing his authority over the army. This just days after the former army chief was dismissed for illness and a relatively unknown military man named in his place.
These events have occurred with remarkable speed for North Korea. Nothing happens fast in North Korea unless there is a crisis.
John McCreary is a former senior intelligence analyst for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, now tracking national security threats at K-Force Government Solutions in Virginia.
I do know that the pace of events and the outcome means that there was insubordination involved, military insubordination, because it occurred over in less than 3 days. Normally, these kinds of things take over like years.
Just 7 months ago, the dismissed army chief, Ryu Yong-ho, was one of the chosen few walking alongside the car carrying the body of North Korea's late leader, Kim Jong-il. He was a key figure smoothing the power transition to the young successor, Kim Jong-un. So his precipitous fall sends a powerful message. No one knows the reason, but few believe he was ill, according to Daniel Pinkston in Seoul for the International Crisis Group.
I don't think he was plotting or against the regime or against Kim Jong-un, but it's not impossible. But more likely, I think he might have been involved in some kind of corruption scandal. Think of the possibilities. That's a plausible one.
As the military lines up to swear loyalty, others posit this could be a fight over resources. Two civilians had been appointed to important army positions, with one of them gaining control over vital foreign currency business. Shin Song-ho from Seoul National University explains why this is important.
There was a speculation about this power struggle between the military and the bureaucrat or civilian side over this, you know, important source of funding for the regime. You know, military has been dominating all those foreign trade, and now the civilian side tried to take over that kind of very lucrative business.
Or it could be a struggle over the country's very future itself. For years, North Korea has followed a policy of songun, or military first. Since coming to power, Kim Jong-un has quietly emphasized the welfare of ordinary people. According to John McCreary, this reshuffle points to a new direction.
To me, the military first policy of his father has been quietly downgraded. My assessment at this point, based on the limited evidence I've seen today, the underlying issue was probably military priorities. Should the military consume so much of national resources?
Chinese analysts, though, still believe the military-first policy is in place. But other changes are undeniably happening. Among them, the appearance of dancers dressed as Mickey and Minnie Mouse at a concert, where women in black mini-dresses also performed. These Western cultural icons were applauded by Kim and a female companion. It's not clear who she is, but a first lady would be a marked departure from the days of his father, who kept his personal life private and is only known to have given one speech in 17 years.
인민의 해방을 위하여 고귀한 생명을 바친 항일혁명 선열들과 인민군 열사들에게 경의를 표합니다.
Kim Jong-un, however, has given several long speeches and appears more charismatic, more prone to hugging people. Daniel Pinkston cautions such changes are superficial.
This is simply a style change, but I would argue all of the structures, the political institutions, the indoctrination that goes on, all of those things are pretty much unchanged. So the system goes on as it was going on before.
soldiers dance in the squares, an orchestrated demonstration of loyalty. A ripple of instability appears to have passed, but no one knows whether it's over yet or whether it will spread. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.